This is tape two, side one of an interview with Nanny White and John White. How did you light the school building, or did you need light in the school building?
There were dark days and we needed light. We just didn't have any light. If we had shades, we'd roll them up as high as we could. We just didn't have any light.
The Walnut Flat Schoolhouse, did it have lots of windows, or?
Yes. Too many. Two walls. Just about solid with windows.
Why do you say too many?
Well, it made it so hard to heat. I guess we didn't. Maybe it wasn't too. Maybe there weren't too many because that was all the light we had. But it was hard to heat.
Did you ever use the coal lamps in the schoolhouse?
No. I can remember going to the first Christmas tree that I ever saw in a school was one back in Clay County. And they had ceilings in that two-room school taller than this, and the tree was as tall as the ceiling. And they had candles lighted on that tree about this tall, about as big around as your finger. And they were in candle holders hooked over the branches of the tree. And I have thought so many times, what if that tree had caught on fire? Mm-hmm. There have been happenings of that in other places. Everyone's burned to death. But I thought that was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long were the school days?
From 8 to 4. Mm-hmm. 8 to 4. We had two recesses in noon. We had an evening recess and a morning recess. We had outdoor toilets. Boys had one, the girls had one. And on Halloween night, they were usually turned over. And then they had to be put up again. Just pushed all over, you know. Some boys having fun to push them over. Behind the little rural school, we always had a coal house where the coal was stored and the kindling. And in those days, no one stole the coal. Nowadays, if you had anything like that and school wasn't in session, they'd pick the steel. But no one picked up the coal. And we were told we wouldn't have any more. He wasted it. Now I tell you, we were saving with that little pile of coal.
How old were the children when they came to school? What was the youngest?
I've had five. Most of them started at six like they do now. Some of them didn't start till they were seven. I had one boy who lived in sort of out-of-way place, and he didn't start till he was seven. And his mother told me all that she had taught him, and she had taught him to multiply Roman numerals, which I couldn't do now. I never heard such as multiplying Roman numerals. She had taken him through addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and Roman numerals, and taught him to multiply Roman numerals. Then I had some children start that wouldn't know what, if you say go to the board, make a mark, they wouldn't know. We had some children whose mothers are like some now, they gave no attention, no time, and they didn't know a thing. It was a problem to get them started. And some of them, like I said, were like this boy who knew how to even multiply her own humans. Mm-hmm. His mother read to him, told him stories, and he just...
You did have a blackboard then in chalk?
Yes, we had a blackboard. We washed the board with a rag.
Did the children have paper and pencils?
Yes, they bought their own tablets. They bought their own.
Did you ever become involved in politics in any way?
No, indeed. I suppose we would have lost our job if it had. We didn't dare let it be known how we stood on any issue. I forgot to tell you, when I first started to teach, Mary Jane weren't allowed to teach, the teaching positions were so scarce that it was said that if a woman was married, her husband could take care of her. And the teaching positions were held by single women and men. But later they changed that so married women could teach. If you married, while you're teaching, you are married to the job. And they call me, instead of Miss Estridge, they call me Miss Nannyville, first name. Because I had grown up around here and they all knew me. And I didn't insist on saying Miss Estridge. I felt that I deserved some respect. But the mothers initiated the idea of saying Miss Nanny. Mm-hmm. And I still am called Miss Nanny around here, a lot of people, instead of Estridge as it was then.
What would you say, how do you think students have changed since when you first started teaching back in
19? Well, they know less of the basics, and they show less respect. I worship my teachers. I didn't think they could do anything wrong. And I think in my first years of teaching, they respected me because mothers would say they came home and said, Miss Nanny said this and Miss Nanny said that, and their mothers upheld that, the children's belief in, that I could do no wrong and that I was due respect. But now parents don't do that. Now parents are just against, some of them are just against anything the teacher's for. And they show you no respect. Oh, of course we have some. In my last year at Crab Horse, I had some very thoughtful, respectful students, and others didn't have any respect for anyone. I've seen them stand up and tell the principal they wouldn't do this and they wouldn't do that, and shout at him, call him names.
How long have you lived in this house?
18 years.
Could you tell me a little bit about this house? Who lived here before you did? And some of
it belonged to the Boland family, who had come down from the mountains, from my section of the mountains. It belonged to the Boland family, but they had grown old and the mother had died and the father had rented out. And it was a sack of the shape it was in. And I remember when I was teaching, and the day that they put it up for sale, I told John to go to the sale to show the Boland family that we still thought of them and respected them, and to show respect, because my family and the Boland family had come from the mountains and we both were close families. He came down and bought it, It went for much less than they were expecting the place to bring. And I remember how I cried that I had been consulted when he bought it. Uh-huh. And the house was in such a shape. And my mother and brothers were all living there, and they talked me into it. Going along, moving down here.
say the slaves built this home?
Yes. And it isn't one of the fine homes that some of the slaves built, because the people just didn't have that much money. And the family that built this migrated to Missouri. And they didn't like out there, and later they migrated to Oregon.
Why is that house located where it is, that you have a little gravel road running out in front of
this? This was a road that went all the way through to the next road, and it's closed now. This road, people in those days, they built down along the creek.
Uh-huh.
And nowadays, anyone here would, I told my daughter, if she ever came here when they retire, they would like to come back to the country, but that's far off. I said, Nancy Alice, when you come back here, you go up on that hill, build your road up top of that hill, and build your house on top of the hill. So many people build on top of the hill now. But in those days, they all built down low. It's easier to build a road. And the road that went through here followed the creek at one time.
The name of the creek is what?
They call it Baltimore, but it ought to be Bowling. But on the sign down here, it was put up Baltimore Creek, but it ought to be Bowling.
They've changed it now.
Is it Bowling? Bowling Creek. This is called the Bowling Road.
This gravel road?
Mm-hmm. And it went all the way through to the next main highway, which is Oppenheim. No. Is that the Oppenheim Road? And it follows the creek part of the way. And it's been closed the last few years. And in those days, when this was built, the families were all buried on. Oh, there's just a world. About every farm around here has a family cemetery, but it's gone back to the wilderness. Many farmers piled up the tombstones to cultivate the land, or groundhogs undermining them and fell over. That's what's happened to this one over here. The groundhogs built burrows under them, and they fell over. And there's just a world of old graveyards around here. The Owsley graveyard, there was one governor that lives up here with this old brick house. There's an Owsley that lived there. And this family was a Davis family. It was up here with the old Presbyterian church. You've seen these old flat gravestones, flat on the graves, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they have up here. The Methodist Church is the church of this community, the white church over here. It is a lovely church inside. I can remember during the Depression, they have a little preacher from Asbury who was a student over there, and they'd have so little money that they couldn't even put in window panes when they broke out. And the dogs used to go under the church because part of the underpinning was loose, and stay at night. The next door neighbor to the church had a pack of hounds, and they stayed under that church house. And when we went to church, we couldn't sit in comfort on count of fleas being it's bad in the church. But it weathered the Depression. It doesn't have a big membership, but it's always been a good influence on the community. And most of the people out here go to town church. It's not our faith. We go to Christian Church at Stanford. Some of them go to the Methodist. But at one time, most people around here did go to that little Methodist church after the Presbyterian church was discontinued. Presbyterian Church was one of the early churches around, but their ministers were so intellectual, they didn't appeal to the early pioneers, and the Methodists were, Baptists were shouting and emotional and appeal to the people, and that's the reason we had so many Baptists and Methodists around, because those people wanted, they enjoyed that shouting and emotionalism that the Presbyterian church didn't provide. Their pastors were very scholarly. And these people weren't scholars themselves, and they weren't ready for all that.
Why did you decide to become a teacher? This time, you know, a lot of...
Wasn't anything else for a woman to do.
Except get married?
Yes, that's right. There just wasn't anything else to do. And now there's so many fields open for women. I like children. And I worked, when I was in school, I was a pretty good student to say. And I just liked it. I liked it. And I never had a child that I disliked. I didn't like some things they did, no doubt. I always liked children.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, this is so, I wish I hadn't forgotten this. I would have had it organized. I have my little paper that I gave to Mr. Anson Roberts about my life when I retired. He got up and read it. I could have looked it up, but as I grow older, I get forgetful and having so much company and running around with them. My family. I lost a mother and two brothers in 3 months, 6 years ago. I'm the only one around here. And when my family comes in, I want to be with them. We want to do things together. Do you have a family?
Mm-hmm. took the children to
took the
trips?
In a cattle truck to Frankfort to see the Capitol, to the penitentiary. We also
to the penitentiary. How'd they like
Frankfort
that?
Then. Uh-huh. Oh, it made them think that they never wanted to go there. And on one trip, one of our mothers had a son there, and she went with us. I remember that she carried a big basket of fried chicken and cake and so on to take to that son who was in the penitentiary. Mm-hmm. And she had two little boys riding back. She rode up in front with the driver, and she had two little boys riding back there going to visit the sitting places around Franklin. We also took them to Harrodsburg to go to the Ford. And I've taken my 8th grade to go through the jail at Stanford.
These cattle trucks were just open?
Yes.
And they just stand up
with
in the
big bottom. Racks, and they'd hold on.
Did they have a picnic in Frankfort then, or what?
We'd take,
take the food?
Picnic, mm-hmm. Yes. Picnic lunch. But now that's common. They all go on trips, but that was very uncommon in those days to go on a trip in a cattle truck. As always, though, we didn't have buses.
When did the first buses start to run in the county?
I couldn't tell you. Our children were carried in a car, two-seat car, that lived on the main highway as far away as 2 and 3 miles. But those who lived on the side roads just still walked across the fields. We had children back during the Depression that only had the clothes on their backs. A blue shirt, bib overhauls. They would go home at night and evidently put on old patched clothes. All children changed their clothes when they got home. So they'd have clean, that clean outfit the next day. And if they got that outfit that they wore school soil, they'd go home and evidently put on old patched clothes, and a older sister or mother would wash and dry that outfit that night and go on the next day. They had very few clothes. They were worn until they outgrew them, handed down, worn another one, handed down, worn until they were in shreds. When I was in college, I wore patches on my elbows. I remember I had a black silk dress that punched out the elbows. I patched it, and I sprayed my credit teacher when I took my student teaching for high school work would say something to me about it, but she never did. You're supposed to have dress up when you did your student teaching.
You did your student teaching at?
At Breer and at Eastern too. I did it at Breer in elementary work and at Eastern in social science.
Did your student teach at Model or where?
Yes. Our classes at Eastern were held in the old university building. The high school was held in the Model, came on later. Then there was a rural school there at Eastern. I can't locate it. It's out beyond that hall for boys, or about maybe where that big tall hall is. It Commonwealth for boys? Is that the name of one of those tall dormitories for boys?
I think so.
It's out there somewhere. There was a little brick building that was called a Model. It's a rural school. And a lot of students went out there and did their student teaching because it was closer to what they'd be teaching when they went back home. But after I went to Eastern, I started to prepare myself to teach history and social sciences. And the high school then was in that old university building. That's the oldest building on the campus there. And that new Model school was called the Donovan School, isn't it?
Donovan.
Donovan was president when we were there. Oh, he was strict. We were afraid of him. Oh, I'll tell you, if you got out of line, when you attended chapel or anywhere, he was strict. He was a good disciplinarian.
Chapel mandatory at Eastern also?
Yes. And we were assigned seats. We were checked. And if we weren't there, we were called up on the carpet. You couldn't get anyone filled your seat because the other person was supposed to be filling the seat too. And when we were here, not only was chapel mandatory, Sunday school was mandatory too. And these fine art programs were mandatory. I developed an interest in those programs, so when I went to Eastern, I went without being made. Back here, although the music we knew was the music we had at church, hymns, and the old-time fiddling that country people did. So it's quite a step up. Learn to appreciate the Messiah and some of those musical productions they put on at Christmas.
And they meet some of the Walker boys and the Gilberts and all of them meet out there.
In the tobacco stripping room.
In the stripping room. It had a stove in it, and then they take lanterns or something for light. And I think sometimes they take some food. They just had a regular get together. Told wild tales and played and sang.
How did your brother learn to play the fiddle?
By ear.
Took it up.
Just took it up. Just.
He could play. He could play guitar, banjo. I know I never did hear him play a banjo. He picked.
He had
guitar,
a mandolin.
And he could pick a mandolin pieces.
My and mother played play the ear. And after we bought this organ, we took it to her house because she had sent her piano down for my daughter to use when she was taking piano lessons. And she missed playing the piano. She played the ear. And she could just make this old organ talk, but just playing the ear. I like to hear anyone who can play the ear. It sounds maybe more natural. Than the note, but my brother had that talent from her family. was musical inclined. They didn't have any formal training, but they just learned it.